quest of firm believer. Not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of firm believer.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu Wassalamu Ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma Ba'd Fa'audhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Viewers of Madani Channel, Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh. Once again, Marhaba, welcome to this beautiful program, Alhamdulillah, in this blessed month of Ramadan, where we are discussing many topics beneficial for our lives, beneficial of our dunya, beneficial in terms of our akhirat. And we should thank our beautiful Dawat-e-Islami for having granted us this beautiful platform where we are able to meet together, you know, via social medias and via many channels, alhamdulillah, where certain aspects of our deen are being discussed, and millions of people are able to benefit from the discussions that are taking place on Madani channel platforms. And we make dua in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah hakaram e sakari duje pe jahame e dawat islami teri du machiyo. And before we go any further, it is always important that we mention the benefits and virtues of sending durood and salawat salutations upon the noblest of creation, our habib and the habib of Allah, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In doing so, allow me to quote a blessed hadith mubarakah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, "But a person who sends durood or salawat salutations upon me 50 times daily will have the opportunity of shaking hands with me on the day of Qiyamah." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, Allah, 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 Allah. Once again, we are together and we are indeed going to discuss one of the fundamental topics. And the topic of our discussion today is so important. Importance of this topic is such that we can all relate to this topic. Our lives revolves around this particular topic. And it's such an important topic. But if we are going to understand it and try to implement whatever the outcome of this topic will be when being unpacked, Allahu, many problems in our homes and many problems in our societies would be resolved easily, inshallah, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. That topic is display mercy. That is the topic of our discussion today. Display mercy. Viewers of Madani Channel, you and I will bear testimony to the fact that every aspect of our life depends on the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You look at all these blessings surrounding ourselves. These are in actual fact the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. If it wasn't because of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we would not be able to live in this world. Every aspect of our lives depends on the mercy of Allah. So this shows how important it is to display mercy. Viewers of Madani Channel, the best of creation, our Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of something very, very, very important in the Holy Quran. And we would understand from this ayat al-kareema that we are about to mention before you, how important is mercy to certain extent that Allah Azza wa Jal made Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the embodiment of mercy. And as we are going to be unpacking this beautiful topic, we will also understand that the main reason as to why people were so easily accepting Islam in the early stage of Islam was because of the mercy that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam displayed to the people of Makkatul Mukarram. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was merciful. He was the embodiment of mercy. He was the example of mercy. And due to the mercy that he displayed in every aspect of his life, Allahu Akbar, so many people became Muslims. So many people that hated Islam developed muhabbat and love for this beautiful religion of Al-Islam. Viewers of Madani Channel, today we have in studio, alhamdulillah, like we have been having in this blessed month of Ramadan, a personality who is helping us to understand and have further insight and understanding and helping us dive into this ocean of knowledge in understanding, you know, various topics from various aspects and from various angles. And today we have Malana Asim Madani Sahib, alhamdulillah, present in the studio. Huzur, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How is the blessed month of Ramadan, Hazrat? All okay?
Alhamdulillah, shukr to Almighty Allah.
MashaAllah, we're so delighted to have you, Huzur, in studio today, alhamdulillah. And this is the month of mercy. It's the month of Ramadan, and we have just painted a picture to the viewers of Madani Channel how important is to display mercy. That Allah Azza wa Jal sent Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to this world. His whole life was based on displaying mercy. I mean, we can go into many examples as to how he displayed mercy, and we will never even come to an end in terms of the amount of times he displayed mercy, and that mercy was transferred from him to the companions, and that mercy then went to the tabi'in and taba tabi'in, and alhamdulillah, him being the embodiment of mercy shows how important is mercy, Maulana Sahab. What we would like to understand from you is, please take us a little bit deeper. Please don't go too deep, because our understanding may be limited to, you know, your andaz and, you know, your way of explaining things. If you have to go a little bit deeper, otherwise then it will require ulamas who have, you know, that deeper understanding. But, you know, for our understanding, how would you display this topic of displaying mercy for the understanding of all the viewers of Madani Channel?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When a child is born, child is helpless. Child is not able to walk. Child is not able to talk. Child is not able to express his feelings. Is helpless. At that time, who shows mercy to the child? First of all, obviously, there is a mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, through which a time comes when a child becomes able to walk, a child becomes able to talk, a child becomes able to express his feelings. But after Almighty Allah, who is very kind and merciful to him?
Subhanallah.
His parents. They are the one who show mercy to their children and they bring them up. They are there to understand their feelings when no one else can understand. So, what I'm trying to say is that a person is born helpless, depends on mercy. So when a person grows up with mercy, what happens that when the very same child, when he becomes young, he becomes arrogant.
Allah.
He starts oppressing people. He starts oppressing his parents, his own children, his own fellows, his own siblings. He doesn't show and display mercy to them. Why? Why does he not remember his childhood when he needed mercy? So Allah showed mercy to him, his parents showed mercy to him. And secondly, we are the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent as rahmatul lil alameen.
Subhanallah.
Our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mercy for the prophets, messengers and angels. It was a mercy for humans and jinns. It was a mercy for the jamadat and nabatat. For those things even which are lifeless. To such an extent that he was merciful to the non-Muslims as well. Who oppressed him to such an extent that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes and says, "You allow me, the angel of the mountains is with me, he will destroy them all."
Allah.
He is merciful to the believers to such an extent that on the day of judgment, when our own parents will be running away from us,
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Our own siblings, children will be running away from us. A child will go to his merciful mother who used to display mercy to him or her in this dunya and say that, will say, "I just need one good deed.
Yeah.
I'm short with one good deed. Please help me." She will say that, "I'm also looking for the same thing. I can't help you today." On that day when there will be no mercy, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be there to display mercy even at that difficult time.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
When there will be no one to help us out, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be there to display mercy. His mercy for the disbelievers as well, it is his mercy due to which the punishment has been delayed from them in this dunya. They will be punished in hereafter because of their disbelief. But since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present in this world, punishment has been delayed from them. So when our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so merciful, then as being the ummati or the follower of such Nabi, how should we be? How should be our behavior? How should be our character? We should also be very kind. We should also be very, very merciful. Very, very merciful to our youngers. Not only to the human, but we should be merciful to the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "La tadkhulul jannata hatta tarahamu." You will not enter paradise until you show mercy. The noble companions alayhimur ridwan responded, "Kulluna rahimun."
Allah, Allah, Allah.
We all are merciful. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "This does not mean you must only be merciful to one another, but merciful to all." So if we look at the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he was merciful to all. When it comes to children, he was merciful to the children. When it comes to orphans, he used to be merciful to the orphans. When it comes to the animals, he was very merciful to the animals. When it comes to the nabatat and jamadat and those things which don't have life, he was merciful to all those creations as well. So when our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so merciful, so merciful, so merciful, you know, I just remember one hadith that once our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So a person was sitting next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, "I have 10 sons. I never kissed any of them." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who does not show mercy, does not display mercy, is not going to be treated mercifully. how kind our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was to his grandchildren, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. They used to jump and climb on the blessed shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to smell them, used to kiss them, used to carry them. Not only his grandchildren, but other children as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very kind to Sayyida Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala, beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatun Jannat, our beloved mother, Sayyida Khatun Jannat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala. When she would come to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up and welcome her. That is lacking in our society today. People don't give, that much respect to their daughters. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, the person who is blessed with 3 daughters and he looks after them, treats them well, does not hurt them, grows them up, he and me will be together in Jannah. Then he gestured with his 2 fingers and said that me and him will be like this in Jannah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Many peoples, they want to attend the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here is the opportunity. If Allah has blessed you with daughters, now, someone might think that I only have 2 daughters, I only have 1 daughter, so this glad tiding is for you as well. If a person is kind to his daughters, if a person is merciful to his daughters, so look at the reward. They are the ticket of Jannah actually.
Subhanallah.
They are not burden. They are the ticket of Jannah. Serve them, look after them and earn Jannah. Not only Jannah, but the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Not only the daughters, but since our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was merciful to the entire creation, we must also be very kind and merciful to the entire creation.
Subhanallah.
Whether it comes to the humans or comes to the animals, whether it comes to your own children or the orphans, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Orphans, if you look at your surroundings, you will find orphans in your own area. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith paak, whoever takes care of 3 orphans is like he who spends his nights in worship,
subhanallah,
his days in fasting, and fights in the path of Allah morning and evening. He and I will be together in paradise like these 2 fingers.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
One who shows kindness to the creation of Allah, Allah will show mercy to him on the day of judgment.
Subhanallah. And Maulana Sahib, on that, before you continue, one incident comes to mind, that there was a woman who showed kindness and mercy to a dog. And because of that act of mercy, and by the way, this was not just any ordinary woman. She was engaged in some immoral activity.
Yeah.
She was engaged in some, prostitution activity. But because of this act of mercy and gentleness and kindness, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgave all her sins and she was admitted to Jannah. And this was...
Imam Ghazali was a great wali of Allah. He wrote Ihya ul-Ulum. People read his books and become the awliya of Allah.
Subhanallah.
After his demise, someone asked him that how did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you? He said that once I was writing a book. So when I was writing, so a fly came and sat on my pen and started drinking the ink from my pen. Just out of mercy, I stopped writing so that the fly can fulfill its need. Just due to that amal, small amal, what was that small amal?
Mm-hmm.
Little amal, that he displayed mercy to the makhluk of Allah. to the creation of Allah, to that fly, he stopped writing. He says, just due to that amal, Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven.
Subhanallah. My viewers of Marini Channel, Allahu Akbar. What an amazing and thought-provoking explanation in this scenario, where His Eminence has gone from many aspects, or has tried showing from many aspects the importance of displaying mercy. Viewers of Madani Channel, remember, we are in the blessed month of Ramadan, and this is the month of mercy. We have many of our families and relatives and, you know, neighbors that we haven't been speaking to them. And make no mistake, some of these people have come to us and they have, you know, wanted to sit down with us in order to resolve our matters. But we have shown them our backs. We have not opened the doors of communications with them. In other words, we have not displayed mercy to them. And this is the blessed month of Ramadan. How is Allah Azza wa Jal going to display mercy to us if we are not willing to open the doors of communications? If we are not willing to display mercy to those who wants to reconcile with us? Remember a blessed hadith of Mubarakah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah Azza wa Jalla will not show mercy to the person who does not show mercy to human beings. Allahu Akbar. So in honor for us to receive the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we need to start displaying mercy to the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We need to start displaying mercy to our relatives. We need to start displaying mercy to the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the whole entire blessed month of Ramadan, we know, we're seeking for the pleasure of Allah, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we are only going to start receiving the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal in its totality in this blessed month of Ramadan. Once we start showing mercy, once we start displaying mercy to those that are willing to reconcile with us. A very typical example was given by His Eminence that displaying mercy does not only limit or is not only limited to human beings, to every creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If we are going to display mercy to every creation of Allah, many of us, we have pets in our homes, we have cats, we have dogs for security purposes. And, you know, we have cows. We have so many animals. Try to show them mercy. Try to give them the dignity that they deserve. You will see how your life will change 360 degrees altogether. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was the embodiment of mercy. He was the embodiment of rahmah. And it is through that rahmah that Islam spread all over the world. Views of Madani Channel, it might be through that displaying of mercy from you that peace will spread in your family, in your relatives, and every single person that comes in contact with you would feel so much contentment when he is with you because of the mercy that you have displayed. Viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from amongst those who can display mercy. Never make us from amongst those who can display hatred and jealousy and malice and all this kind of actions that take us away from Allah and His Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If we want Islam to spread, if we want happiness to spread in our families and happiness to display in our society, we can achieve that if we start displaying mercy to the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Till we meet again, viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant all of us goodness of dunya and goodness of akhirat. May He grant us all the barakat and all the blessings and mercy that comes along with this blessed month of Ramadan. Ameen, ameen. Bijayin Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quest of a believer.
Not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of a believer.